Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080.
That's the worst slogan I've ever heard in my life. Oregon, we love dreamers. And loopy, ineffectual slogans, apparently, too. That's embarrassing. Who came up with that? Wyden and Kennedy?
Yeah, Nate, I put you to sleep.
Jesus, that's terrible. And that's the, you were just saying, that's the, those are the guys who had the Just Do It, right?
Yeah.
Just Do It, which is like one of the all-time great slogans. That is one of the all-time great advertising catchphrases, the Just Do It. I mean, I'm not like everybody else in Oregon that feels like I have to hate Nike for no readily apparent reason. But regardless of what you think about Nike, Just Do It is one of the all-time fantastic advertising catchphrases.
Yes.
We Love Dreamers is retarded, on the other hand. That's embarrassing. It doesn't even fit our state. I mean, I guess I could see that. You know, California could use that as a slogan. What's California's slogan?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think it has a slogan.
Well, every state has a slogan because it's like live free or die, which is what, New Hampshire? Yeah.
Yep.
And then California is Eureka or something. Like, so every state has like an official saying. But
I think it's a Golden Gate state.
But, well, no. Let's see. Every state has like what, a bird, a flower, a scone, a whatever, a coffee. You know, a type of shoe. And then they all have mottos, and then they have the name. So there's like, California's the Golden State, right?
Right. Right.
But the motto is Eureka.
I think that's right, yeah.
It is right. If my Trivial Pursuit Genius Edition is to be believed. So yeah, the motto of California is Eureka, but then there's always these mottos that come up with for marketing purposes. And so that's what this is, the Oregon We Love Dreamers. And We Love Dreamers would be more appropriate for California anyway, just because they got the entertainment industries there. We Love Dreamers is an awkward and embarrassing slogan that we should pretend doesn't exist. And let's never use it. Starting right now, let's pretend it doesn't exist. Go down and give $3. Some guy sitting across the street smoking in Plaid Pantry could come up with a better slogan than that.
Actually, they could turn it into a California slogan if they change it to We Love Beamers.
Well done. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley. Coming up later on, Jolie from the front desk. We had this question Friday for Peter Carlin, but A, there was like three people listening on Friday, and B, he was Peter Carlin, so it's like, how good was the answer really going to be? So it's good enough that we're actually going to bring it back. We're going to bring back that question for today. And an issue on Friday, this is actually something that came out of a discussion we were having in the break in the studio on Friday. The question was, what do you give somebody you're just sleeping with? So if you have somebody that's just it's like a booty call or something, what do you give them for Christmas that's enough that they'll keep sleeping with you, but not enough that they think there's a relationship? So we asked Peter Carlin on Friday. Today we'll ask Jolie. Coming up later on in the third hour of the show, we got today's top five. Top five songs with family in the title, in honor of the recent family-oriented holiday we all celebrated, etc., etc. So on and so forth. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727. They're already coming in. Suggestions for the new Oregon slogan. Always coming in. Right there. See, I've got like five of them already. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Matching car with ease, but I never steal for Santa, 'cause that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bugged, 'cause under the tree. trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
And now, it's not just news. It's News with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hello, Ron. Former Eat Is Enough star Adam Rich is due in Pomona court today for probation violation hearing in connection with a DUI charge. Prosecutors say Rich was arrested last December by CHIP officers who stopped him for driving on a closed portion of the freeway. He was booked on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs and released on $2,500 bail. Last May, Rich entered a guilty plea and was ordered into a drug rehab program. He also was fined and placed on 3 years probation. He's 34 years old now. He played Nicholas on It Is Enough 3 decades ago.
And that guy looks like a Monchichi, man. He's got the weirdest, and he's still a short, stumpy little bastard. I mean, he wouldn't think he'd take that many drugs that'd kill him. It's, you know, he's kind of a minuscule guy to begin with.
The Reverend Billy Graham gave an enthusiastic thumbs up to Mel Gibson's new biblical epic, The Passion of Christ.
Even though God has already given it several thumbs down by striking the set with lightning twice.
Yep.
God has hit the set of this movie twice with lightning, including one that hit, God, his name is escaping me now, the guy who's playing Jesus. The guy who's playing Jesus has been hit, Jim Caviezel, or whatever that guy's name is. Has been hit by lightning. You think that that's a good sign from the Almighty? You should bag it, friend.
Well, the film, which describes the hours before Christ's crucifixion, has generated complaints from some Jewish leaders who say it suggests Jews are responsible for Christ's death. Conservative Catholics have also said the film is powerful. Gibson spent a reported $30 million to produce the movie, set for release February 25th. The movie's dialogue is in Latin, Hebrew, and
Aramaic.
Oh, I thought it was aromatic. With English subtitles.
I think the film is going to be aromatic as well, but that's just my speculation. So Billy Graham says it's okay. Let's not forget that Billy Graham was also heard on the Nixon tapes in the White House telling Nixon that they had to stop Jews from running the world. So you can take that with a grain of anti-Semitic salt.
Look who we have here. What did I just do with that? You know what? I've mixed up my copy here somewhere. But anyway, the Concorde, pieces of it, are being auctioned off. That's right, to the highest bidder. And CNN's Richard Quest is covering the auction.
Bollocks! And so forth, and also...
The Concorde Nuts, even the captain's seat. The most expensive item is likely to be the nose cone, which could fetch $500,000.
Much of what's on sale here is nothing more than aviation bric-a-brac. But anything that is uniquely Concorde, like the Mach meter, showing the speed of sound, will go for very high prices. This is estimated to go for up to $36,000. As for things like the Concorde trolley, what on earth would you do with it once you've got it home? Perhaps put them next to those Conran-designed passenger chairs, also likely to be hotly fought over.
I would really love a couple of these chairs, and then I could have the private cinema indoors that I've always wanted.
It's a fair bet that over time, the rarest items bought at this sale will prove to be a worthwhile investment.
I think Concorde will be always seen as the icon design piece of the 20th century, so if you can acquire a piece today or tomorrow, it will appreciate in time.
So, for those who never flew on the plane, never travelled at the speed of sound, it's the last chance to own a bit of something that is no more. Richard Quest, CNN, London.
I'm so glad Richard Quest is back. I thought they'd fired him or he'd quit or something.
Yeah, they put him on some all-night show where nobody can see him.
Well, the funny part is that he was absent the entire time that Bush was over there, you know, hanging out with the Queen and eating, whatever it is they eat in Britain, eating shepherd's pie or whatever. Quest was nowhere to be found. Maybe they just wanted him out of the country. They didn't want him there to cover the rioting, protesting crowds. Let's also take a moment to honor the word bric-a-brac. What a great phrase that is. That's a word that doesn't get used nearly enough.
That is a good word. European Union justice ministers agreed to tough anti-drug laws, but the Netherlands said its controversial coffee shops where cannabis is sold and smoked would survive. Sweden also demanded the Netherlands close the coffee shops where people over 30 years have been able to buy and smoke cannabis without repercussions from the police. A compromise was reached after the Netherlands agreed to increase its sanctions for possession of small quantities from 1 year to 2 months. So they can't fight the Netherlands smoking pot out in the open. Time for the Hick Watch.
Here's your Hick Watch for Monday on the Rick Emerson Show.
Way in the world, around the hills, hanging on the hill, and hanging in the house. Copenhagen makes me feel so good. Oh, yeah.
What's in the name, you ask? Well, if you're the former Raymond Allen Gray Jr., only one word, Bubba. The 39-year-old Springfield, Illinois native legally changed his name last month to reflect his childhood nickname. His new first name, Bubba. His new middle name, Bubba. One guess what his last name is. That's right, Bubba. It's, I kind of like to laugh and joke, but it's something that I kind of like to make fun of, says it's, Bubba, Bubba, Bubba.
I kind of like to never get laid, so I thought that this would accomplish that in a way that just never bathing and cutting off my penis wouldn't really guarantee. So I thought I'd do something to make sure that no woman was ever going to talk to me. Bubba, Bubba, Bubba?
Yeah.
Downtown Julie Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
My dad called me Buddy, but he could switch to Bubby. Some of the kids couldn't pronounce Buddy too well, so they said Bubby, and it just stuck. For years, he considered changing his name to Bubba Gray, then a co-worker at the Illinois Secretary of State.
Don't change your
office.
Name to Bubba anything. Any.
Yes?
The sentence, I'm considering changing my name to Bubba anything, is a sentence that should never come out of your mouth at any point ever. You know, let's talk for a minute about Bubba T. Sparks, who's is a purveyor of a type of music that the media is just days away from dubbing hick-hop, if they haven't already. Let's talk about that guy, because, you know, I read pretty good reviews of that guy's records, because he gets produced by some pretty big high-profile, like Timbaland and guys. But you know what? I'm never going to listen to it, never going to buy it, never going to own it, I'm never going to download any of it, because I'm not going to listen to music made by a guy named Bubba. It's never going to happen. I don't care how good it is. I don't care if the Neptunes come to my house personally and ask me to listen to it. I'm never going to buy anything by Bubba T. Sparks because you'd feel stupid.
Okay, that last line was an exaggeration. If the Neptunes show up at your house and ask you to listen to it, you will.
Well, maybe. But other than that, it's never going to happen because it's impossible to go to a store, even an online store, and order something by a guy named Bubba and not feel that you're just being had in some way. It's never going to happen. So...
You know, I've got a couple of the tracks that have been I've downloaded that are pretty good.
Bubba T. Sparks, man, why don't you just? I mean, the guy's just painting himself as a novelty act before he even starts. That's the problem. You know, he's just painting himself into a freaking wacky niche before he even begins.
It's working for him though. I mean, it's actually a pretty good sound.
You know, okay, all right. I'll trust you. You know why? Never gonna listen to it. Blah blah blah, so forth.
That's today's Hick Watch.
There's your Hick Watch for Monday.
Spitting, slobbering all around the house. That Copenhagen makes me feel so good. How about you?
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. A full-time listener is Greg. Greg, you're in Portland. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up, brother?
All hail Rick Emerson. After 2 days in Kennewick without you on the radio, I was like a heroin addict trying to kick cold turkey.
Dude, just think that there's people who spend their entire lives there.
See, I love the town, but last time I went there, my truck,
no, you
I could actually get you on the radio still. All the way to Kennewick, I could actually hear you on the radio.
Every so often, actually, when I'm in Kennewick, because I used to work in Spokane, and every so often in Kennewick, I could get Spokane stations there. So it doesn't surprise me, especially AM, you may pull it in every once and again.
And it was great, you know, and I was like, okay. So then I go to use my father-in-law's computer.
Yeah.
He shut down the internet. I'm just like going, oh, my God. So anyways, sitting there browsing through my wife's old yearbooks. I'm not going to say which school that she went to, but it was the same one as you.
Yeah.
Your junior picture, you look normal. Kind of like you do now, a little bit smaller. Dude, your freshman picture, you look like you're about 65 pounds.
I think you're overselling it there. That's 65 pounds if I was weighted down with lead.
It was great. I got a good chuckle. I asked my wife. I go, so do you recognize him now?
I've shown embarrassing pictures of myself, just like we've played embarrassing air checks from back when I was a wacky top 40 DJ. And I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not giving away any state secrets, but you know, a lot of people saw, oh, speaking of which, don't let me forget, Matt, this hour, I'm going to make the announcement about Bigger Than Jesus, about the stage show. But a lot of you saw Bigger Than Jesus, which is this one-man show I did in June. And we're putting together a book version of it. We're sort of taking it and sort of, you know, sort of converting it into book form, you know, for like the three people that would want such a thing. But we've got, you know, in the middle, a whole section of pictures. And man, it's like the pictures of me, yeah, it's like 40 pounds, all of that, and 40 pounds, 35 of which are like my nose and acne. That's what, you know, the other 5 pounds is whatever, just fat. And so it's like, you know, 35 pounds of fat in a baseball cap, you know, in an AC/DC hat. That's all my pictures are. Just terrible. They're horribly embarrassing, so.
No, well, it wasn't so bad. When that book comes out, I want a copy of that.
But let's get back to you liking the town of Kennewick for a minute. What is that about?
I don't know. It just, you know, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, you know, so.
What's
I
it just because there's no drive-bys or something?
Yeah, I think it's that. Plus, it's got, like, the really cool slow roll. And there's a lot of vineyards and stuff like that, which, you know, I can't partake in.
Yeah.
At least my wife can't because she's knocked up at the time.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's got some great vineyards. I like my in-laws. They're great people.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a cool, you know, all their neighbors are kind of cool. It's just nice, relaxing. You know, and with my job, anytime it's nice and relaxing, I don't have to worry about it.
Well, you know, a town of 15 people does have a little slow-moving feel to it. So, I mean, yeah. All right. Well, fair enough.
Lots of pheasant hunting there. Something I really enjoy because there's nothing like going out into God's world and shooting stuff.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, you want to find stuff that's worthy of being shot. Kennewick is the right place to go, my friend.
We're dreamers.
All right.
Anyways, you have a great day. F Matt with the whole 25 watts that Kennewick produces from their radio station. And thank you so much. This is like, you know, getting my fix now, finally.
This F Matt could be sponsored by your business.
All right. Well, okay. Fair enough. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. On the way, TV tonight, we've got Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Talk about the 50th anniversary of Playboy magazine and today's top five. Top five songs with family in the title. Stay back here. Stay here. Ba-ga-ba. Stay here. We'll be back. Here's Lenny Kravitz, Rick Emerson Show, Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Don't go anywhere.
Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Look out! All right, here's Sarah dealing with the traffic.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, 126. I'm Tim Riley. Bernie Mac plays gin, a chain-smoking head of a security department that blackmails thieves into giving him a cut in bad Santa. Talk about your character, Jen, and your dedication to your job, Bernie.
I'm a department store detective, and I'm a hardcore individual who feels he can solve just about every crime. He's bigger than the game within his mind.
Bernie says Jen knew that Santa and the elves were crooks.
He was up on these guys' game. These guys have been doing this for over 7-8 years. They've been going from city to city, ripping stores off during this Christmas time. And he was up on them. They came to his store, which was a mistake that they made. He said, now they come to his store. And he got in a little bit too deep for himself. I can't tell you what happened, but he overloaded himself.
And Santa is now playing. Showers this afternoon, highs in the 50s, more showers tonight, rain tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Coming up late this hour, we got How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. At issue today, what do you get somebody for Christmas that you're just sleeping with but have no desire for a relationship with? Something that's enough that they'll keep banging you but not enough that they just have to take you to meet their in-laws or buy you a kitten or something. Let's do some random email here. Rick, Christmas at Hollis is the coolest Christmas song ever. Ever. My friends and I used to go to a bar. They had Christmas and Hollis on the jukebox. We'd put $20 in and play the song over and over and over and over, much to the chagrin of the other patrons in the bar. Screw them. Please feel free to use that song as much as you possibly can. Thanks. That's from somebody. Nate somebody or other. We got this. Rick, I know this is going to shoot me right out of your target demographic, but what the hell? My favorite playmate was Claudia Jennings. Miss September, hold on. Let's look it up. Miss September, you know, let me just talk to you about Playboy magazine. Can we just be men here? Even those of us that are women, let's just talk and be men for just a moment together. Let's talk about Playboy magazine, man. I mean, you just talk about a gigantic, vast, towering presence in the life of the American male. I mean, I'm not saying anything anybody doesn't know, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying anything that hasn't been said a million times before, usually by Hugh Hefner himself. But I, you know, everybody's got that day you discovered Playboy, you know, that day. The weird thing about this is, and this specifically applies to me, but in general it applies to all of us, the weird thing about this issue of Playboy, as I said, is they've got this little thing in the middle where they've got the cover of every Playboy ever, from Marilyn on up to Shannon Doherty, I think, which was last month. And so I'm looking through, and again, I really can't overstate just how hot the chicks in the 60s were. I don't know what it is, man. It's, there was something about it. You know what it is? But a couple things. A, I think it was because it was before silicone, which, you know, I got such mixed feelings about as a man anyway. Silicone's one of those things that looks so much better if it's covered. You know what I mean? It's like if you're, and again, I don't mean to disrespect anybody who has that. I mean, we've got, you know, whatever. I mean, it's whatever you want to do. But I'm saying, in general, it's like you take Pam Anderson. I think Pam Anderson looks so much better with a t-shirt on than she does when she's nude. Because nude, it just looks like she's Velcroed some things right to the front. It just doesn't work for me. So in the 60s, man, it was all natural. You know, and so it's like, you had, so the, see, it was a lot harder, I think, to be a really beautiful woman in the 60s, because you couldn't just go to the doctor and have him, like, carve you into the shape of, you know, whatever, Jenny McCarthy. You had to actually be born with it. And so you saw a woman with a great body on the cover of Playboy in the 60s, you know, a little bit of primitive airbrushing aside, you knew that she was really hot. I mean, you knew that that's what she looked like. Secondly, two words, Barbie Benton. Thirdly, where's my third? Something, never mind. I don't want to talk about, you know, how things were better back 40 years ago. I'm just saying. It's not because I'm old either, because this was like way before my time. The chicks in the 60s, I mean, I wasn't even alive. But, anyway, so I'm looking back through this, and, I don't know what it is. It's buried in one of these pages right now, but I saw the cover of the first Playboy magazine I ever saw, which was in my grandfather's basement. I've told this story. My grandmother sent me down for like a can of peas or something. And there it was, like the Ark of the Covenant. Like the map of, you know, like the map room of Tanis with the headpiece of the Staff of Ra in my hands, you know, illuminated by golden light from Jehovah himself. Stack of Playboy magazines, and it's like, and there are no, see, I don't know if women have an equivalent experience. Do women have, Sarah, you're a woman. Let me ask you this. Do women have an equivalent experience? And I guess you wouldn't really know because you're not me, so you don't really know what my experience was. So I don't really even know how to ask you without...
Are you talking about, like, with magazines like that?
I'm saying
I think a woman
this.
Has an experience with, like, receiving or buying her first, like, vibrator.
Really?
That could be the same way. Uh-huh.
You think?
Well, I mean, because there comes a point, like, you know, people
start
giving...
Well, how old were you when you got your first vibrator?
Well, it was given to me as a joke, like, as a gag gift, like, when I was 20.
But it didn't stay a gag gift, I'm thinking.
No, it did.
Yeah. Okay.
It's still...
Well, but that doesn't count then.
It's like 10 feet long and it's like glows in the dark.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Okay, so that doesn't count.
But I do remember the first Playboy magazine I saw.
Yeah, but it doesn't see, but it's not really.
It isn't, because I lived in Seattle and we lived right next to a high school and I found them in the trees.
And also you're a woman.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, I don't know, there's probably an equivalent female experience, but you guys remember this, and again, my experience may be different from yours, but you had the experience where it's like, stack of Playboy magazines, and you're like, and I was, I don't know, what, 12, probably? And it's like, you know, so you just sort of, as Aldous Huxley would say, the doors of perception are just starting to open. And so you just, and so you see that, and it's like all dusty and whatnot, and it was a, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a die-cut cover. The cover had these, you know, the cover was, it was like there was the Playboy bunny and he had a bunch of picture frames on the wall behind him. And in the picture frames were hot women. And then it's like you opened the cover and the die cut was such that when you opened the cover, suddenly the women in the picture frames were nude. And so it's like, you know, nearly naked, open it, nude. You know, and it was just like, and suddenly it all starts, all the pieces begin to sort of fall into place for you just all at once. And man, it's just the best thing that's ever happened to you. I mean, it's just, I know that women may roll their eyes and women may sort of laugh at that, sort of making that romantic, seeing like nude boobs for the first time, but it really is like this sort of golden moment. not just because you're like, boobs, but you, it's just this, like, it's, you know what it is? It's like, you know what it is? It's like when Luke is, has the blast shield down and he's fighting the little thing that's shooting the lasers at him, you know, and he can't, you know, and he can't get it, and you know, and Obi-Wan says, try it with the blast shield down, and Luke says, I won't be able to fight it with the blast shield down, and then he's able to do it, and Obi-Wan says, you've taken your first step into a larger world. That's exactly what it is. It's taking your first step into a larger world.
You're such a dork.
I'm not. Well, I am, but screw you. I up yours. I'm a
dork.
You
started off strong, and then you're using a Star Wars analogy.
Shut up! Just trying, doing the best I can. All right.
I'd be willing to say probably just about every guy out there remembers the first Playboy
that
he saw.
Everybody does, man. I mean, it's just.
I can't even remember the girl's name, but she was the girl from the Waltons. Was in the Playboy.
Oh.
Was the first one that
Ooh.
I saw. Not the oldest sister, but the second.
Really?
Yeah, she. I don't remember what it was.
Damn.
Mary Ellen or
I don't know.
Whoever. Yeah, she was. In, that was the first one that I saw, and I was like, "Wait a minute, I know her. She's on TV."
You know, and here's the thing: is like, I don't want to sort of send some whole rant or something, but I mean, you know, women, and less now. Now that they've loosened up a little, but women, you know, for the longest time, just got to themselves and just they got their panties in such a wad about Playboy magazine, right? They just got so freaking uptight about it. Especially in the 70s, bunch of, you know, hairy-legged, foul-smelling women who just, you know...
In that I Posed for Playboy movie, it talked about the impact that, you know, posing in Playboy had on their lives.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a lot of their lives just went to shambles because people couldn't handle it.
And women thought you'd betrayed the sisterhood or something. But you know what? It's like you... I gotta tell you this, man. You see Hugh Hefner interviewed, even today. You see Hugh Hefner interviewed, and you see the way that, you see the way that men react when they talk about their first Playboy magazine. Or you see, like, you take a guy and you show him an old Playboy from sort of the days of yore. And man, it becomes really obvious really quickly that it's like, especially in this country, that men, you know, and I know I'm stating the obvious for a lot of you, but you know, men just worship women. That's the thing. That's the thing, and a lot of people take Playboy magazine as the proof that a lot of people, most of them, I think, angry, embittered Puritans who are, as H.L. Mencken said, terrified by the idea that somebody somewhere is having a good time. And you get these puritanical, tight-assed bastards. You know, these people who are just out to, like, squinch everybody else's fun. People who wake up in the morning, put their feet on the floor, and are determined to make sure that no one else enjoys their life. They make Playboy magazine into this sort of ugly thing. They make it into this sort of like proof that, you know, Hugh Hefner hates women and that men are, you know, men despise women and they men are women. But you know what? There is a reason that there is just a golden glow around Playboy magazine, and it's because men just worship the ground that women walk on. It's true, man. I mean, it's men, I mean, women are, to take it to the geek level again, women are that golden idol at the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark, where Indy's trekking through, you know, the jungle, and he's going past the blow darts, and he's going to the big rolling boulder, and he's switching the bag of sand for the idol, and you throw me the idol, I throw you the whip, and too bad you don't speak Ovatos, and, you know, that whole thing. I mean, women are what it's all about, man. They're what make the world go around. I mean, just, there's no anything. There's no money, there's no gold, there's no drug, there's no anything that's better than women. I mean, they're what the entire world is made to revolve around. They're the reason that we do everything. They're the reason that we even exist. So,
you know, that was a wonderful rant.
It's true, man. And it's like, you know, and there's just no bigger love letter to the female species that has ever existed than Playboy magazine. It is the biggest, most loving, longest wet kiss to, like, female womanhood that has ever existed. So if you don't like Playboy, you can pack up and you can leave my country because you're no American. So that's all I have to say about that. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Let's get this. We'll do a few things here and then we'll come back. John is a full-time listener on his cell phone. What's up?
Hey, Rick T, I need to go home and make love to my girlfriend now.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Jeez, I could build a little shrine. Hey, 1978-1979 was the 25th anniversary of Playboy, I believe.
Okay.
And it was the first time that my parents allowed me to put a poster, and what they did is they put out a poster of all the covers from Marilyn to whatever it was at that point.
Yeah.
On my wall. So I had this giant, however big a poster is, on my wall of all the covers, and of course some of them exposed, you know, women in their glory.
Yes.
And I'll never forget, I had to sell it to my mom. My dad was like, yeah, that's all thumbs up. My mom, not so much, but she knew that I was, you know, pre-draft, 13, 14 years old.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm unfortunately we're losing your cell phone there, so it's John on his cell phone. So we'll call it good there. All right. God damn, this life is good. You know what I mean? It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. We will come back with Jolie from the front desk. Sort of a yin to the yang of my last speech. And later on today's Top 5, we'll be back.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to buy tonight. 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 Merry Christmas, I don't want to buy tonight.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, I'm sure we're dealing with the track.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I'm talking about. All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Just a moment. We'll welcome Jolie up in the front desk here. How chicks think it issue today. What do you get somebody you're just sleeping with? Enough that they'll sleep with you and not enough that they think that, you know, you want to, like, sit around and knit socks together. Oh, I also want to... Well, never mind. We'll do this first. On the shelf on Wally, you're a full-time listener. What's up, brother man?
Hey, Rick. 1975, Corvallis, Oregon, Oregon State. It's Father's Weekend, and I'm a freshman there, and who is the... you know, like, for Mother's Weekend, it's... Gordon Lightfoot or somebody like that. Barbie Benton shows up for Father's Weekend.
Barbie Benton. Yep.
Now, they didn't have enough seats to go to Gill Coliseum, so they went to a little hotel in their banquet room. So we're all sitting around all these tables pushed together while she's trying to do some dance act, which wasn't getting it done.
Right.
But your comment about the women of the 60s, which she would have been close to, they were rounder and fuller, and Barbie was all of that. She had the Daisy Dukes on. And a little shirt, you know, with the tied in the middle thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm looking at these women from the 60s right here. And again, it's not like this is nostalgia because I wasn't even born. This is like 10 years before I was even thought of. So I'm looking at these women from the 60s right now, and it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like as time went on and as we got into the 80s and especially the 90s, it's like American women started to look sort of vaguely android-like and robotic. You know, in their body figures, they just started to look really... plastic, in a sense. And I don't mean that just in the sense of implants. They just look more and more fake. And women in the 60s were real, and it was like, man, it was just like a big freaking spoonful of hot American chick. You know what I mean?
Well, my 15-year-old son, this is really scary, was at somebody's house, and they watched some, you know, Revenge of the Something Women or something. And he goes, Dad, the women today look stealthy compared to the women... of, you know, that time, and I'm going, is that good or bad? And he goes, oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I'd rather be back with the women then.
That's what I'm saying. That's Wally on a cell phone. All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the front desk for another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. It's our good friend back from an exclusive 3-year tour of Europe, Scandinavia, and the subcontinent, Jolie from the front desk. How are you, sister?
Oh, it's rough getting back here, you know?
Yeah, cry me a river. I've been here the whole time working for the people.
I know.
So...
for you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I gotta
put
this away.
You get paid the big bucks.
Gotta put this down.
Yeah, would you like me to take that?
No, I'm to put this over here out of your little...
I'm gonna send Sarah in there actually to grab it.
Not right now, you're not. That's gonna be a thing that waits. That'll be something you do later in the day. I gotta, you know.
You got a show to do and things to do, and
I'm doing
a
show.
You're being distracted by that, so
not so much. All right. So, how are you, Jolie?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay, so that issue today. Oh, let me ask you this first of all, before we even continue. So do you think there's a female equivalent for when a guy discovers Playboy for the first time?
I heard what Sarah said about the vibrator thing. That could be a good one, or...
It's kind of sad.
I don't know. No.
Yeah, all right. I'm just curious. All right, so we had Peter Carlin...
When she gets her first bra!
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a
maybe,
good one.
Or when you get your period, maybe? Would that
oh,
be it?
Oh, yeah.
Little are
again.
You there, God, it's me, Margaret thing going on? Maybe that's
yeah,
it. When you get
it.
Your first Judy Blume book. That's
yeah.
it, baby. You get your first, you get your first book from, you get your first book from whatever, from the, your body's going to be going through a lot of changes, library. So, all right.
And you
know.
Get the sample pads and everything, yeah. You get your little packet.
I don't know from sample pads. Let's just, it's enough that I said the word period, all right? Let's just move on. How are we doing? Oh, so Carlin answered this question on Friday, but because he's Peter Carlin and, and doesn't have a vagina, he wasn't able to answer very well. So the question is, and this just came up because we were discussing this off the air, the studio. So if there's somebody you're just banging but you don't have a relationship with, what did you get them something for Christmas? And if so, what do you get them that's enough that they'll keep sleeping with you but not enough that they think you want a relationship? This is a question that a lot of people have to deal with.
Oh, you guys. You know what? I could quote you what my friend said here.
Which is?
She said something about a stupid F-head.
What?
You know.
Who, me?
Not you, but men in general.
It takes two.
First of all,
it takes two to have casual sex.
And that's the definition of an F-buddy, is that you guys are both okay with
it. Yeah, that she's fine with it, too. So you can just tell your friend to go pound
well,
it.
Well, then what are you worrying about buying her a gift and, she thinks it's something more.
I want to show appreciation for the many orgasms.
Yes, that's what.
Oh, God. Well, then definitely
that's
you need
I never thought I'd come
buy her a diamond. I'm sure it's worth all that.
No, I'm saying you buy her, like... you don't want to buy her like a dinette set, because then the next thing you know, she's, clearing out space in your house.
Get her a puppy. She thinks you want a kid.
That's what I'm saying.
There's things you can't do because they imply.
There's serious missteps.
I have a few ideas here. I'll save the best for last, but here's a few. Something that she's interested in, like a hobby, whatever that may be, you would probably...
You would probably not know.
Right, okay, yeah. Then a gift card, to Starbucks or Video Store.
Video Store.
Get her a CD.
What?
Or Spartacus or Fantasy Video.
Seriously,
that's... No, that's too... That's too,
Well, if your relationship's
already
based on sex...
banging you. What do you care?
Yeah, how about, one of those, Panty of the Month Club things where they just, send you a new little outfit?
Why do you...
Yeah, how do you know about that, Matt? I've never heard of that.
There are three words that you guys shouldn't be saying today. Orgasms, period, and panties. Stop.
Somebody else said a fruitcake.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing that anybody's ever said.
All right, that's the if
you want to break it off and never get laid again gift.
Did you hear my idea about the CDs or the DVDs, right?
I don't know. Did you say it out loud?
I did.
No, when?
You were probably too busy talking.
Sarah, did you hear that?
I didn't.
Yeah, that's something
you just thought
inside your shrill little head.
All right, okay. Here's the best idea. Because we know we've already discussed this before about buying for your wife or your girlfriend who, serious about, do not buy the appliance.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to turn it around, and for this girl, you're going to buy her an appliance.
An
inexpensive appliance such as a toaster from Target. You can get those for $9.99. A hand mixer, a little chopper, coffee grinder,
this
something
is
like that.
Unusually stupid advice today. I mean, even really.
Oh my God! Well, it's a really, really stupid question.
It's not a stupid question.
Yes,
it is.
Okay,
you may think it's a question that is piggish, but it's a question that people face.
Well,
thanks for banging me. Here's a toaster. What the hell is that?
That is going to tell her that you're not serious.
I'm glad that you give me oral sex constantly. Have a waffle iron. It just doesn't make
God.
Any sense. It's just stupid.
So then what?
It's completely inappropriate.
No, it isn't. It's a perfectly appropriate gift for someone that you don't care about.
A waffle iron?
I didn't say that's too expensive. I told you a toaster is $9.99 at Target. A toaster, pan, something like that.
A pan?
Yeah,
why would you possibly get a woman a pan if you wanted her to keep sleeping with... What kind of pan?
Okay, wait, maybe, hold on, I think I know where she's going with this. So you get her a pan and you say, this is so I can make you breakfast the morning after?
No, because you don't want to stay for breakfast, you're out of there.
Yeah, good call, you're gone.
I know, but don't you understand the concept here?
Leave now.
Do you not understand the concept?
I want you to leave.
An appliance.
I want you to leave the studio now.
An appliance. Are you talking to me?
I really am.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. An appliance, remember, for your girlfriend sends a bad message.
Enough with the appliance. Okay, we're
done. Well, it's
thank you. Moving. All right, there you go. There's
yours.
What the hell? What happened? Get her a pan. What the hell is that? I bought you some gardening equipment. We'll be back.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Riley. If you like Thursday night baseball in Portland, you're going to love Hat Trick Thursday with the Winterhawks. Be at the Rose Garden this Thursday for hockey action, plus $2 hot dog sodas and more. Get tickets at Ticketmaster or Winterhawks.com. A 2-year-old girl safe and sound this afternoon after an Amber Alert was issued when the pickup truck she was in was stolen. The pickup truck found by the side of the road with the toddler still buckled up inside. She'll be okay. The person who truck tracked it had run away. Alcohol did not cause the crash. It happened on the I-5, killing 3 people yesterday. OSP said they originally thought tests showed the driver could have been drinking. They're still investigating why the driver lost control. 3 years behind bars for the only woman of the so-called Portland 7, October Lewis, among the 7 Portland area Muslims accused of plotting to support the Taliban. Showers this afternoon, highs in the 50s, cloudy tonight, more showers, then cloudy tomorrow, more rain. Tim Riley, KOTK News.